It's here and now. It's a month after Christmas, and in parts of the nation, the Santas are gathering for some rumination. Okay, my most sincere apologies to Clement Clark Moore, but from the Here and Now Contributors Network, WUNC's Phoebe Judge has the story of what professional Santas in North Carolina do when Christmas is over. And fair warning, if Santa is real to your kids, let them hold on to the magic for a little while longer. This story may not be right for them.
It was a normal night at the Golden Corral Buffet and Restaurant off Highway 55 in Durham, North Carolina. Men and women just getting off of work were there to have their dinners, with families taking advantage of the all-you-can-eat dessert line. But in the rear of the restaurant, a private room, with the windows papered over to protect the identity of those inside.
Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho!
It's the Triangle Santa Buddies, meeting for the first time since the big day. What do a bunch of professional Santas have to say to one another? A lot, it turns out.
The first thing I did was trim my mustache. I wouldn't have food all stuck in it.
My name is Lee Humphreys. I'm from Oxford, North Carolina. I should cut mine back, and then in June or July, I'll start growing it again.
The Triangle Santa Buddies have been around for the last 10 years with the purpose of providing resources and support to the men who spend a portion of each year as Santa. They make sure that anyone in the area who wants a Santa can have one. It's like a network. If Santa Jim is booked for a company Christmas party, he can call Santa Bob to go down to the local tree lighting ceremony. Most of the Santas in the room tonight are exhausted.
Yeah, we need a month to recover because it's really strenuous.
This is Santa Billy Davis from Garner.
A lot of times you're sitting for 2 or 3 hours. You're worn out from lifting kids. It's just you need some time off, you know. And then so we wait about a month, and then we come back and we sort of debrief.
Tonight's meeting is being led by Santa Al Capehart, who seems to exude all the qualities of Santa, from round belly to red cheeks, so perfectly that I had a hard time remembering that this man does not actually live in the North Pole, but in a small town called Pittsboro, just down the road.
I, Santa Sam, will seek knowledge to be well-versed in the mysteries of bringing Christmas cheer and goodwill to all the people that I encounter in my journeys and travels.
Santas often work 13-hour days, 6 or 7 days a week, the full month of December. It's not just a time investment, it's also financial. Colleen Euchre, who also happily goes by Mrs. Claus, is married to a professional Santa.
Right now, he has a minimum of 4 suits. I have my outfit, plus he has his boots. He has gloves, he has his makeup, and, well, you have to have your hair done. It's just like a lady, you have to have your hair done, and he has a certain makeup. So, yes, there is some money involved in it, but that's not, it's just the joy, pure joy that he gets from doing it. That's his Christmas present to himself.
Problem: finding parking near the entrance to a venue. Solution: ask client to put a traffic cone in a space near the door.
As a group, the Santas work through issues, like how not to get sick.
I make sure that I walk, exercise regularly between sets, and I take vitamins, and I try to keep the children away from at least 6 or 8 inches away from my beard and my face.
And dealing with difficult parents who won't rest until they get the perfect smile.
That is not a smile. Give me a real smile. And of course, the child is having the time of his life. He's so excited. And by the time the parent browbeats them to death about their smile, I mean, they're depressed. They don't even want to see Santa anymore. And that is, dealing with that is difficult.
There's also bizarre things that come up in the meeting.
I had a little girl give me a letter, and I'm reading her letter, and she goes, "Santa, this is all I want for Christmas, a snake and a guinea pig." And I go, "What are you going to do with a snake and a guinea pig?" Knowing what she was going to say. She says, "I'm going to feed the guinea pig to the snake." Oh, and I'm going, "Wow, we can't do that."
Which was immediately followed by this.
There was this little girl come in, 8 years old, cute as a button. So she sits on my leg, and I said, "What would you like for Christmas?" And she crosses her arms and she starts going like this. And she goes, I'm not really sure all the things that I might want this year, but there's one thing I definitely want. She looks at me straight face and she goes, this is 8 years old. I want puberty.
But they take their jobs really seriously. For example, they debate which dry cleaner best cares for the delicate fur on a Santa suit. The Triangle Santa Buddies meet on the third Wednesday of each month, all year long. Next month, a presentation by a mechanical and aerospace engineer who will be explaining just how Santa pulls off his worldwide flight each year. And after that, on April 16th, a tutorial on how to pose more successfully in photographs. But really, the overwhelming sense is that this group of men are just trying to figure out a way to make it through the doldrums of May and August, anxiously waiting.
I hate for it to close. I just have so much fun doing it.
For Here and Now, I'm Phoebe Judge in Durham, North Carolina.
Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.